This is the second reading about the teachings of St. Charbel. And it's talking about achieving the end for which we were created. Of course, the end for which we were created is union with God. And so this is what he talks about there, getting us into the situation or condition where we can reach that goal. St. Charbel says, Jesus Christ is the only one capable of liberating all human beings from their burdens, for a slave cannot set another slave free. Your happiness does not come from men who cannot offer it to you, because they do not possess it, and because no one can give what does not belong to him. Jesus alone is able to give you true happiness. Every human being is a flame created by our Lord to enlighten the world. Every human being is a lamp made by him to shine and to give light. Someone who obtains a lamp does so in order to light up the darkness. A lamp is made to illuminate darkness. Whatever the beauty of the lamp may be, its light is even more beautiful. The world is going to ruin in the darkness. Be its light. Make your glass panes thin and transparent again so as to light up the world and to achieve the purpose for which God created you. The most miserable creature on earth is surely happier than a sinful human being who, at the moment of judgment, stands shamefaced before the grandeur of God's love. This love that created the universe, that gave life, is the only treasure piled up that will last so as to accompany you into the next world. He who appears before the Lord empty of love will die of shame. That is his true death, and not the moment when he gives up his soul. Do not bother to search for the truth far from Christ. No truth exists outside of him. Christ is the only truth. When you know Christ, you will know the truth, and you will be free. Christ wants you to be free. Have no fear. Take courage. Know that Christ has conquered the world. So we'll continue this and talk about the next one in a minute. The next one is going to be talking about our work in this world.